It's January 10th, 2014.
Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here on this Friday morning. It's a lot warmer than it has been the past few days. The high today is about 57 degrees. So a big warm-up today. So hopefully those of you who have been freezing for the past few days can finally get that sigh of relief. I know that, I mean, I like the cold weather, but I'm ready for it to be warm again. So I'm really enjoying today, and I hope you'll enjoy it as well. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We have three movies for today, one of which is going to be a very interesting movie. I've seen lots of different previews for it, and it's going to be an interesting movie. That's the second movie we're going to talk about. The first one is Lone Survivor.
This is a true story, and I think it really is true. Unfortunately, I don't like the title because it really gives it away, Lone Survivor. And the lone survivor wrote a book about the incident. His name is Marcus Luttrell, and in the movie he's played by Mark Wahlberg. He's a Navy SEAL who back in 2005, along with three other SEALs, were dropped into this place in Afghanistan, this mountainous region, and their mission was to capture or kill this Taliban leader, Ahmad Shah. And this guy was a close associate of bin Laden's, and so that was their job. They were to get him. But when they get there, they find themselves trapped, surrounded by this his army of people, and the four SEALs are in terrible trouble. They are played by, besides Wahlberg, it's Taylor Kitsch, Emil Hirsch, and Ben Foster. These young men put up an incredible battle against approximately 300. And this is written and directed by Peter Berg, who a lot of people know from Friday Night Lights and some of his other films. And this does approximate or tell the story of an event that happened on June 28, 2005. It is so realistic. It's the ultimate war movie about Afghanistan. I don't think we've really had anything that showed this up close and personal action, because every one of these guys is bullet-ridden, everybody riddled. They all get hit by bullets, and they fall down these cliffs trying to escape. And as they roll down, you hear all this crunching, breaking of bones. They're lacerations all over them, and somehow they continue this fight even though they've gone through all this. And Eric Bana plays their commander, and then there's an actor named Ali Suleiman who portrays Mohammed Gulag, who is a friendly Afghan villager. This is just a hard to watch, tough movie, but it does make you appreciate the sacrifices done by these by the armed forces, particularly the Navy SEAL.
Well, this next movie we're going to talk about is not a war movie, but it's about something else that's a hot topic nowadays. It's technology. It's called Her.
Spike Jonze, director who made a name for himself years ago, directing Being John Malkovich and Adaptation and many others, Where the Wild Things Are, he now has written and directed a movie which is surreal, but it's so strange, but it's so real also, because even though it's set in this vaguely weird future, you can see all the things happening now that could happen quite easily in that future. It's where communication becomes so simple that you get your own operating device, as the character played by, his name is Theodore, and he's played by Joaquin Phoenix in some of his best work ever. Very different from anything he's done. He's a techie kind of guy who makes a living as a writer, kind of different kind of writer, but he's a writer who breaks up with his girlfriend, who's played by Rooney Mara. They have a breakup. I guess she broke up with him. I don't know. Anyway, he purchases a new operating system, and this is, you know, really getting into high-tech stuff. This thing becomes his OS, operating system, becomes his ideal companion, and it is the voice of Scarlett Johansson, and the voice is called Samantha, and her seductive ways charm him, and he falls in love with his operating system. It sounds like a real kind of silly premise, but in a way, he does examine this kind of future where people tend to not relate so well to each other and maybe better to machinery. And even though it's a cyber fantasy, it really does talk about emotional bonding and intimacy and things like that. It's also hilarious in many parts. And River Phoenix, he's this hush puppy wearing nerd who... he's just perfectly cast in this, but it's totally different from other roles he's had. Amy Adams is in it, and she also is so different. The recent American Hustle, where she plays this type of vamp, this time she's a very low-key girl who wears no makeup. Very different. I love this movie, and I gave it 4 stars.
All right, we've got just about a minute left. Let's talk about this last one. I've never heard of it. It's called August, Osage County.
It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning stage play by Tracy Letts, and it was a big hit on Broadway. Now it's a movie with Meryl Streep giving another one of her sensational performances. Also, Julia Roberts playing one of her daughters. It's this, I called it a Oki-style Greek tragedy. It's comic. It's the world's most dysfunctional family. Sam Shepard plays the father. Everybody's an alcoholic, a drug addict, or whatever, all kinds of problems, and it's a dark comedy. Very kind of tough to watch, but very entertaining.
All right, Alice, thank you so much. Hey, out of these three movies, which one would you pick for viewers to go see?
Her is my favorite, but Lone Survivor, if you really want to give yourself an adventure.
Lone Survivor, Her, and August, Osage County. Alice, we'll talk to you again next week. Keep it here on your station. We are listening to Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR. I'll be right back in just a moment with your local news. I'm Daniel Starks.